Grain futures, we are mixed. We have corn and beans slightly lower, while the wheat trade slightly higher. Overnight, we did see some big strength, as, of course, the USDA did acknowledge the wheat crop in Kansas pretty much shot. 27% nationally, good to excellent is the numbers, but it's because Kansas is so heavily poor. The poor category is the highest it's been in 30 years. And so with that, wheat did try to recover yesterday, last night, got up to 720 before they stopped that. Of course, and rumor that possible imports could occur on hard red winter wheat. You know, we considering that about a month ago, we bought a load of wheat in from Poland into Florida, and that kept the market cooled off for a bit. So that's kind of what they use whenever things get too out of hand. They just whisper imports. Chicago wheat higher also. Hopes that China may buy some eventually, but we have not seen China move to lower their tariffs just yet. So that's kind of what's got the market on pause. Planting progress, obviously pretty good there for corn and beans, and weather in the Midwest benign. So they're thinking about the bushels. They always count their roosters before the eggs are hatched, and so they're doing carryout play numbers, and that kind of keeps the markets at bay for today. July corn down 2.5 cents, 474.5. December off a half, 497.5 in the soybeans. July is off 1.75, 12.11.25. November up 3.25 at 12.04.25. On canola, everybody's wondering why it's so sharply higher today, up almost $21 Canadian at 758.60. That's because they were closed yesterday. And so they're catching up with what our soybean oil did yesterday. That's why they're behind on that. The wheat trade, July Chicago, like I said, up 3.667.5. Kansas, July up 1.5, 705.25. In Minneapolis, July down 3.75 cents, 699.5. September Minneapolis down 1.5 cents at 722.5. In the cattle futures, we are higher, sharply higher in feeder cattle. Box beef jumping $3.61 to $395.75 for the choice. Select is up $3.65 at $393.88. Feeder index gaining $1.86. It's just under $370 now. $369.40. The one day though is at $366.37. So live cattle June up $1.32. $254.70, while August just up 30 cents at $247.37. October gaining 45 at $239.40. Feeder cattle, May, which is right there with the index, up 90 cents at $369.70. August, though, we're still big discount despite the sharply higher move of $4.27 higher at $363.12. September shows a gain of $435, $360.55. October up $415. $357.25. Look at this. January up $362 at $347.12. $22 discount to cash on the January feeder contract. So bull markets will have to climb a wall of worry to recover to where the cash market is presently. Feeder cattle, hogs, June down 47 cents, 98.05. July gave up 62 cents on the day, 102.12. Gold, well, we're down $51 an ounce. June contract, $4,507. Silver for July, down $2.61, $74.83. Bitcoin, May contract now up $90 at $76,985. Crude oil has been all over the place. Last night it was unchanged, and then it was down this morning about $2.50. Now we're down 94 cents on the July contract, 103.46. As we chase headlines, Trump says, oh, we might bomb Iran again if they don't come together for a deal. Maybe in 2-3 days. Well, maybe early next week. But we're close. We got a deal. We have a deal. And so we'll see. Depends on when they find a microphone in front of them. We move the meter here on crude oil. So crude oil down presently 90 cents. You wish 90 bucks. 90 cents at 103.48. Gasoline down 7.5 cents a gallon, $3.54.5. Diesel fuel, though, up a half a penny, 401.5 last. Any questions, you can find us. And that's at heartlandinvest.com. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day.